be short, and I'm going to do my best to keep that promise. I just get to decide what's short and what's long. It's all relative, right? But we're going to spend a little time in the Word of God, and then we're going to spend a lot of time worshiping God, because we don't want to just learn about worship. We don't want to just talk about giving thanks. We don't want to just learn about singing praise to God. We want to actually do that tonight. And so we're going to pray, and then we'll get into the text. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10 is where we're going to start tonight. But let me just ask you this. Are you glad that you have the ability to be here tonight? Listen, we got brothers and sisters watching online right now, and I'll see the comments later. They would love to be here. Some of them would give almost anything to be able to be here, and they can't. And so be thankful tonight that you can gather. Here in a couple of days, our nation's going to celebrate Thanksgiving, but we give thanks to God every day. And so we're going to pray, and then we'll read, and then you can be seated. And I'm going to ask Brother Ryan, if you would, to lead us in prayer. Amen. While you're still standing, Exodus 14 and verse 10 says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. They were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." Amen. Please be seated. You guys pretty familiar with what happened here? God had miraculously brought all kinds of signs and great wonders in not only to show his power in Egypt and to convince Pharaoh to let his people go, but to actually bring judgment on all the gods of the Egyptians. And God brought them out by a strong arm, by a mighty hand. But remember, after Pharaoh let them go, he changed his mind and he pursued after them. But you might remember that God led the people in the way, right? How did he do that? There was a pillar, and in the daytime, it was a cloud. In the nighttime, it was fire, and God led them. And God led them in the way to a place along the Red Sea, and in a place where when God led them there, there was only one way to get out, and that was the way they came. The problem was Pharaoh and his army was coming after them. So they had blocked the only exit. So there they are with the mountains on either side and the sea, the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh's army coming behind them. And they said to Moses, "Oh, we're so glad that you led us here." No, they said, "We'd have been better off dying there where we had fish to eat. At least we could have died with our bellies full of fish." And so they continued to do that. And God led them in the way. And listen, these people, God led them. We're not going to study every verse, and I just would encourage you later to go back and read this account. But we're going to highlight a few things, because here's what I want you to see. They're led in the way. They're complaining to God. They say, "Were there not enough graves in Egypt? Why did you have to bring us here?" And verse 13, look at it. "Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today shall see them again no more forever." And you guys know that. You love it, right? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What's Moses saying? He's saying, calm down. You're terrified. Just trust in God. Now, I want you to just imagine this for a moment, if you would. I kind of want to ask you to close your eyes and picture it in your mind, but I'm afraid you won't open them back up. But just picture in your mind, if you could. I mean, you've seen some pictures and some videos of that place in the wilderness, the desert. You've seen those mountains that are high on either side. You've seen the pictures of the Red Sea. And can you imagine what it was like? The estimates of the amount of Israelites that left were somewhere between 1 million and 6 million. And I know that's a huge span, but at least 1 million Jews came out of Egypt. Can you imagine that mass of people? Like, there was a sea of people next to the Red Sea. And this sea of people are there. And you've got your wife and your children. You've got maybe grandma and grandpa. You've got all your family together with your tribe. And all the people are all together there. And as you look, here comes Pharaoh and his armies. And you are terrified. Can you imagine what that would be like? I mean, when Pharaoh gets there with his armies, it's certain death. At least for the men, if not for everyone. And so just think for a second how afraid you would be. The enemies are coming to overthrow you. The enemies of Israel were coming to swallow them up. But God said, stand still. Moses said, see the salvation of the Lord. And we read about how God did that and how he protected them and how he provided for them and how he opened up the sea and Israel crossed through on dry land. I want you to drop down to verse 29. Israel passes through on dry ground. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. And there remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. And you can picture that in your mind, what it was like to hear the chariots coming behind you. You can imagine what it was like as you're walking through. That sea was like a wall on either side. Can you just imagine that? Like, I always think about that and wonder if they could see the fish swimming by, right? Like, could you just reach in and grab a fish? Like, what was that like? And as they pass through on dry ground, and then they still hear Pharaoh's armies coming, but how God fought for them and caused their wheels to come off to the point that the soldiers were like, Pharaoh, let's go home. God is fighting against us. We're not going to win this. And as soon as Israel was passed through, and as soon as all of Pharaoh's army was in the sea, Moses moves his hand, and God causes the water to collapse on them. Guys, this is not a fairy tale. This is fact. This is history. This is what God did, and he delivered them from certain death. Okay? So what was the response of the people? Verse 1 in chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Man, they get through. They were terrified. They were facing certain death. God delivers them. And as soon as they see their enemies on the shore and they know that God has given them victory, their response was to sing praise to God. Okay. Now, some of you, I don't know if anybody's ever chased you, ready to kill you or not. I mean, my sister certainly chased me, tried to kill me when I was younger. And some of you, I don't know, I've heard some stories some of you tell. Maybe somebody did chase you and try to kill you. But most of us have no frame of reference for that. And so it's hard for us to imagine what this is like, the terror of actually your life being on the line. But can we just stop and realize tonight that spiritually that's exactly what we've been through? We have an enemy that wanted to swallow us up. But God swallowed him up. We had an enemy who wanted to overcome us and destroy us, but God destroyed him. I'm not going to read you the whole song. It goes on through, but let me highlight just a couple of more verses. Look at verse 9. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hands shall destroy them. Pharaoh said, I'm going to overcome them. I'm going to destroy them. I am going to get my vengeance on them. And God said, that's what you think. Look at verse 13. Thou in thy mercy has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. God has redeemed us, and he has led us in the way, and he's delivered us from our enemy. Verse 17, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. And listen, Israel and Moses might have been looking to the tabernacle, the place where he would dwell. But aren't you glad tonight that we don't have to be in a place, that he has made his abode in us, that we are the temple of the living God, that he is with us from the moment of our salvation for all eternity? We are in the presence of the Lord because he's made his presence with us, because he came to be one of us so that he could die for all of us, to save every one of us who believe and be with us forever, and we could be with him. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Look at verse 21. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed glorious. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. And listen, Moses and Miriam are leading the people in worship, and they are singing and singing and singing and giving praise to God because he's delivered them from their enemies. Tonight, we're going to take the opportunity to sing and sing and sing to the Lord, because he has delivered us from our enemy. He's delivered us. Satan, we think of him as our first enemy, our adversary, but listen to this. You know what the last enemy to be defeated is? Death. And Jesus defeated death when he died on the cross and rose again. And listen, you say, well, if he's defeated death, why are people still dying? Because he is saving, and he will save. And the work will be finished when death will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. And that victory is yours tonight if you've trusted in Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. Our musicians are going to make their way up. We're going to get ready to have our worship time. And we're going to pray as they're getting ready. Father in heaven, I thank you for our Savior Jesus. I thank you for the victory that you've given us over death and the grave. And Lord, as you overthrew Pharaoh and his armies in the sea, you have overthrown Satan, you have crushed him, and you have given victory to all who believe. Tonight, as we have this time of worship, I pray that you'd help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that we would fix our eyes on Jesus tonight, that we would lift up our voices and glorify your holy name. Please be magnified in all we do. Stir up our hearts. And Lord, for anyone in this room, or anyone watching online who's never been born again, they don't have victory over death because death is still abiding in them. I pray that tonight they would repent of their sin and unbelief, that tonight they would trust in Christ alone and call on your name and be saved. Lord, help all of us who are saved rejoice in your goodness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Christ be exalted tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.